Hello, my name is Professor Smadar Rosenzweig. Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying the Book of Job, Sefer Iyov, Perek Kaf Dalad, Chapter 24. To recap, in Chapter 23, Iyov summoned God so he can set up a court trial and argue before God. Iyov intimated that God is hiding from him because he knows Iyov is righteous. Iyov acknowledges God's power and greatness and is incredulous why God is heaping darkness upon him. We also discussed Kant's view of Iyov's faith. Kant assessed Iyov as a person of authentic faith and morality based on authentic theodicy, which admits God's inscrutability to man, that man cannot understand God. Faith is founded on man's duty of moral conduct, the categorical imperative, because man's faith in God is solid, even though he does not understand God's actions. Man's reason cannot fathom God, and not understanding God is not a lack in the believer, since God is beyond man's reason. In this chapter, Iyov continues his response to Eliphaz. In the last chapter, Iyov is distraught that God is hiding his face from him, a kind of personal hester panim. Furthermore, in this chapter, Iyov complains that God is allowing the wicked to prosper and is not punishing them. Eliphaz proposed that God would never come and answer Iyov, and that Iyov is wicked and therefore punished with immense suffering. In our two chapters, Iyov responds to Eliphaz's two points. First, in our last chapter, Iyov is calling God to come and appear to him and let Iyov argue his case with God. Iyov is upset that God is hiding his face from him. Secondly, in our chapter, Iyov reiterates this view, that he did not sin, and it is the immoral people who succeed. The unethical are the ones who swindle the poor and destitute and orphans and the widows. It is not logical to say that these orphans and widows sinned, therefore the sinful oppress them. That's not logical. That makes no sense. It is clearly not a punishment from God that the disenfranchised are mistreated and taken advantage of. That's not justice. So Iyov is demonstrating that the success of the evil, which is usually on the backs of the righteous, and the righteous person's suffering are really two sides of the same coin, because one group oppresses the other in order to gain control. Would you say the widow deserves to be oppressed by the huckster? By the unethical? Iyov wants a good answer to that. Mitzudat David has an interesting approach to Iyov's arguments against the fact that there is justice in this world. He explains that Iyov theorizes that people are under the power of the constellations. This happens at the time of conception and birth. If you're conceived under a certain sign and you're born under a certain sign of the horoscope and the constellation, then this decides human fate. And as a result, destiny is random. That is why Iyov's first complaint when he commences to speak in chapter 3 is to curse the day he was born. The criticism is still directed against God, says Mitzudat David, because he set up the constellations, and God should have stripped them of their power, because God is still above everything. So this is still an argument against God, according to Mitzudat David. Let's read some of the verses in our chapter. Verse 1 and 2. Madua mishadai lo nitzpenu itim, v'yodav lo chazu yamav. Why are times for judgment not reserved by Hashem, by God? Even those close to him cannot foresee his actions. Givulot yasigu eder gazlu vayiru. People remove boundary stones. They carry off flocks and pasture them. Chamor yetomim yinahagu, yachbelu shor almana. They lead away the donkeys of the fatherless and seize the widow's bull as a pledge. Iov is lamenting that God's ways are inscrutable even to those who are close to him. Because look, says Iov, look what I see around the world. I see immoral things happening. I see the widows and the orphans oppressed. And nothing happens to these people. Iov enumerates practically for this whole chapter all the immoral things the iniquitous do. We see in verse 2, they steal from the orphan and the widow. The whole chapter continues in this line of reasoning and ends with V'im lo efo mi yachziveni v'yasem la'el milati. Surely no one can confute me or prove that I am wrong. Iov is confident in his strong argument. To sum up, in this chapter, Iov complains that God is allowing the wicked to prosper and is not punishing them. Secondly, in our chapter, Iov reiterates his view that he did not sin, and it is the immoral people who succeed. The unethical are those who swindle the poor and destitute, the orphans and the widows. It is not logical to say that these orphans and widows sinned and therefore the sinful oppressed them. It is not a punishment from God that they are mistreated. People are mistreating them, and they're getting away with it. So Iov is demonstrating that the question of the success of the evil and the righteous person's suffering are two sides of the same coin, because one group oppresses the other. Would you say the widow deserves to be oppressed? Iov wants a good and honest answer to his questions. In the next chapter, chapter 25, Bildad will respond. Thank you for studying together L'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.